ABC Radio Australia.
A seabed minerals company is being accused of rushing through a landmark mining test in the Pacific. It comes as the company Nauru Ocean Resources prepares to conduct deep sea mining ahead of the first international guidelines for the practice. That's raised concerns for environmental groups in the region who say the company is moving too fast. Mackenzie Smith with this report.
It's been nearly a year since Nauru triggered the International Seabed Authority's two-year rule. That means the body has until June next year to draft and provisionally approve a deep-sea mining contract. For Nauru, it could mean a new lucrative stream of income. The Pacific Nation is sponsoring Nauru Ocean Resources, a subsidiary of Canada-based The Metals Company, to run a two-month mining test in the Pacific Ocean between Hawaii and Mexico. Corey McLaughlin from The Metals Company says although they're yet to start the test, he's expecting results by the end of the year.
It's a critical milestone in being able to help collect the information that's required for the International Seabed Authority to make a future decision on whether or not a project should advance. So it's absolutely critical to understand and to monitor the impacts of collecting nodules such that the Legal and Technical Commission can then appropriately evaluate an application.
Deep sea mining involves extracting small lumps of rock that contain precious metals from the deep ocean floor. The proposed test would take place at depths of 4,000 to 5,500 metres. But the test has sparked alarm for three environmental groups, including the Pacific Blue Line based in Fiji, who say it shouldn't go ahead until more is known about seabed mining. Research published in the Marine Policy Journal this month identified a lack of information about seabed mining that could help manage potential environmental risks. Helen Rosenbaum from the Deep Sea Mining Campaign says the risks are high for Pacific nations who are already facing the severe impacts of climate change.
We know that certain whales, certain dolphins dive very deep, and turtles even can dive a couple of kilometres deep. So there's interconnections both at the species level between the surface waters and the deep water, and also in terms of chemistry.
Dr. Rosenbaum says it's a conflict of interest that Nauru and the Metals Company are leading environmental assessments for a project they stand to financially gain from. She'd like to see the process led by independent researchers.
I would prefer to trust the expert advice of people who don't have a vested interest in trying to turn a dollar from deep sea mining to those of the metal company.
Last week, Nauru Ocean Resources led an online consultation after receiving hundreds of submissions about its proposed test and the environmental impacts. Dr. Rosenbaum says that as a submitter to the consultation, she doesn't feel listened to, and she thinks the company should wait for the results of further surveys into deep sea mining.
The correct process would be to wait for all those studies to come in, to analyse what those studies tell you, and then that should weigh into decision making about whether this test should go ahead or not. So we feel like the whole consultation process for this EIS has been a sham process, a very token effort.
Mr. McLaughlin from parent company, The Metals Company, says the consultation was a success and all feedback, including those critical of seabed mining, were carefully considered. However, he says comments such as one arguing the test should be halted because it would damage the environment was outside the scope of what was being asked.
That comment is acknowledged. It is publicly reported. It is included in the documentation that will be sent to the Legal and Technical Commission. But the environmental impact statement was not revised or updated because we could not address a stakeholder who does not support this industry moving forward.
Nauru's government didn't respond to Pacific Beat's requests for comment. Nauru Ocean Resources expects to get a response from the International Seabed Authority in July on whether its planned test can go ahead.